Jose. Amen. Solomon built the temple of God. And God inhabited that temple with the cloud and the presence of God, and the priests could not minister. But we find out that later on, God was not pleased with the temple, nor with the person that built the temple. And we go on and on and on up to the New Testament. And then we come to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And we find out that the problem was that God owned the bricks with which Solomon built the temple. God owned our body, every cell in our body. God owned everything in the universe. So there is really nothing we can give him to impress him. And mankind and Lucifer lost the point. And then we come to Hebrews 11:6. And Hebrews 11:6 says, after everybody tried, Lucifer tried and lost, Adam and Eve tried and lost, Solomon tried and lost, all these people tried and God was not pleased. I mean, there were like a million people that went out of Egypt. All of them died in the wilderness. And everybody was scratching their heads. What exactly does God want? And then Apostle Paul writes in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews 11:6. God wants to see faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please him. We can build temples, we can do all kinds of things for the Lord. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what is faith? We see, like when the thunder goes across the sky, you hear the sound and the lightning, you know there's going to be rain. Well, we have faith that when it thunders and lightning and the sky is dark, it's going to rain. We have faith that when we open the faucet, water is going to come out. We have faith that when we put 3.5 minutes and put our milk in the microwave, it is going to get hot. We know that when we put the frying pan over the oven and we drop an egg in it, that egg is going to fry. We know that when we turn the ignition on, the car is going to start. We know that when we open our mouth, words are going to come up. We know when we open our eyes, we are going to see. This is all faith. If we didn't have faith, we wouldn't do it. But these are faith in mortal, finite things. How about faith in something we cannot see? How about faith in God Almighty? Christian life starts with recognition of who God is. Why do we have faith that if we turn the ignition on, the car will start? Because we recognize what an automobile is. Why do we believe that, have faith that when we open the faucet, the water will come out? Because we recognize what a faucet is. We recognize what a microwave is. We recognize what our eyes is, our mouth is, our tongue is. And we recognize all these things. Do we recognize God? Now this message is not only for us who wait at the presence of God, but also for the entire world who is going to listen to this message in audio on the internet. So Christian life starts with recognition of who God is. We cannot start our Christian life by offering our perfect life to God, because we are not perfect. We are washed by the blood of Jesus. We are moving on unto perfection. We are growing. The only way we can please God is, number one, by recognizing who God is. That's why in Hebrews 11:6, the second part of the verse says, He that cometh to God must first understand who he is. Who is God? God is not man. Well, there's no way that earthly beings like us, heavenly beings like us, can compare God with something and say God is like this. No. All we can say is God is not man. Because there's nothing that is comparable to God. He is omnipotent, meaning almighty. He is omniscient. He is present everywhere. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart, even under the dividing of the soul. He knows everything that is happening. He knows what is happening, what is going to happen, what has happened. But one thing about our God is, he never gets surprised. He knows what is going to happen from past eternity. He knows everything that is going to happen. And if we read the book of Revelation, and if we read prophecies, what we learn is that because God knows what is going to happen, he has an antidote for evil. You know, if someone gets bitten by a snake, they rush them to the emergency room. Why? Because the venom entered into the human body, and now the doctors and the surgeons are operating on the wound and injecting an IV, which is called the anti-venom, that acts against the venom that is trying to go to the heart and paralyze the body. The cobra is a neurotoxin. They have an anti-venom. Guess where the venom came from? It came from the same place, the mouth of the cobra. They extracted the anti-venom. They took that venom and converted it into anti-venom. That is what God does. He knows what is going to happen. He has an antidote. And the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called unto his purpose. The same prison. Suppose the prison is a serpent, a poisonous serpent. The same prison where Joseph was unjustly cast. From the same prison, God created an anti-venom. From the same prison, God created a situation where God could exalt Joseph to at the right hand of Pharaoh. God's word can take a situation and change and transform it, because he is omnipotent, he is almighty, he is omniscient. He's present everywhere. He knows what is going to happen. And he has an antidote for everything. So Mr. Biden and Mrs. Harris think they can hand over USA to the devil, right? Mr. Biden, Mr. Harris, if you get to review this message, remember, you are dead wrong. There's no way that you'll be able to handle this world and the universe to the devil, because you forgot that the sons and daughters of Almighty God exist on this planet. We have the power and the authority. Unto us is given the kingdom and the power and the authority. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the head of the church. I heard that Mrs. Kamala Harris used to go to a Church of God church in California. So there is no Democrat, there is no Antichrist, there is no earthly power that can take this world and hand it over to the enemy, to the devil, permanently. Yes, Satan is the prince of this world, and when the Antichrist comes, he will rule over this world. But all that is controlled by Almighty God. He is just a string and a puppet. Lucifer is just a string and a puppet. God is not making him do the thing that he is doing. But Biden and Harris and the Democrats and all these demons and rats, so what? That's what they are. They are human beings made in the image of God. but they are controlled by demons. And demons that look like rats, because they have offered themselves to be controlled by demons. But they are all puppets in the hand of God. They can wave their hands, but God has his index finger and his thumb on the temple of Biden, on the temple of Harris, on the temple of Pelosi, on the temple of AOC, and on all these people that are thinking that they can get away with it. The index finger of God and the thumb of God is on that temple. I'm not making this up. I have actually saw it in my dream. God is in complete control of Lucifer. He went to God and said, "Oh God, you put a fence around Job. That's why I cannot touch him. Unless God allowed Satan permission to touch Job, Satan could not do anything." Which means that God is in complete control. He is omnipotent, almighty. Yeah, the Supreme Court said, "Nope, we don't want to interfere because we are chickens." Of course they are. My dad said, "Call a spade a spade." The high courts, the judges don't want to interfere because they fear for their life. Bill Barr, the Department of Justice Attorney General, doesn't want to interfere because he doesn't want to lose his job and his life and his family. Because he hasn't read Psalm 91. Neither does Christopher Wray want to get involved. Now, Gina Haspel, CIA and FBI want to get involved because they are afraid of their lives. They are more afraid of the devil than God, thinking that devil is more powerful than God. But God is going to prevail. He is omniscient. God is in the office of the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. He is in Christopher Wray, DOJ, Gina Haspel, head of CIA, and Biden and Harris's home, watching everything. At the last moment, Jesus Christ will win and nobody will have a clue how it happened. Why? Because he's Almighty God and you have a 1 pound brain thinking you can outwit Almighty God. God is omniscient. God is all powerful. God has even the demons answering to him. He wanted Ahab to go and perish in battle. And so he asked the angels, the saints who have gone before, anyone has an idea how to entice Ahab to go to battle? Nobody did. God said, "Well, Gabriel and Michael, your plan is not going to work." "Oh, Moses, yeah, you're a good man, but your plan is not going to work." And then guess what? The demons are all standing, kneeling before God. And the lying spirit says, "Okay, I'll go. And I'll be a lying spirit in the mouth of all the prophets." So they'll tell him to go to battle, and he'll go to battle and perish. And that's why Prophet Micah said, God sent a lying spirit. And God the Father said, "Oh yes, you lying spirit, you will prevail. You will do that. You will get into the mouth of the prophets, and they will false prophecy, and Ahab will go to battle." Wait a minute. Is Lucifer and all his host also subject to God? Are they also working for God? Of course they are. Everything. Biden and Harris, Pelosi, AOC, Christopher Wray, Gina Haspel, DOJ, Bill Barr, everybody. All the demons and the rats. They are all working for God. They are all under God's control. Why? Because when Jesus ascended up to heaven, he said, "All power and authority on heaven and earth is given unto me." That's why in New Jerusalem Church, we don't worry about anyone. We are not afraid of any human being on this planet. We will proclaim the word of God as is. Even though everybody chicken out, you won't see our voice shutting down. You can hold a gun to our head. You can hold a cannon to our stomach. We don't care, because even nuclear power doesn't have any authority over us. were the church of the living God, and God said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. We hear God speak to us every day. He talks to us, and He authorizes us to go forward. Just this morning I heard God's voice as I was getting up, and God said very clearly, my son, everything will be victorious. I will do glorious things. I will do mighty things. God is still alive, Mr. Biden and Mrs. Harris. And Mr. and Mrs. Lucifer, God is alive, so you'll know too. And that's why the Bible says that demons know who God is. Sometimes I think the demons have more understanding of who God is than those who call themselves Christians, because the demons know who God is and they tremble. That is why James the apostle writes in the book of James, you believe there is one God? Oh, that's wonderful. Even the demons believe and tremble. You believe, but the demons believe and tremble. That's why James said, don't you know, man, that faith without action is dead? There are a lot of people that went to church to pray for rain. There's only 5 people that took an umbrella. That's about 75 people. What happened to the other 70 people? Why didn't they take an umbrella? Why didn't they wear their raincoat? Faith without faith, it is impossible to please God. And God sent the rain for those 5 people who took the umbrella and the raincoat with them. That's why God doesn't like numbers. So Gideon said, okay, Lord, I chose the 10,000 valiant men of Israel. They are so powerful, Lord. Look at their muscles. Look at their aim. Charlie can shoot a rock at pinpoint hairbreadth accuracy. You know, the angels applauded, saying, wow, look at Gideon's army. They are awesome. Midian is going to flee before them. What a powerful army. And God was silent. And Gideon said, Lord, why are you so silent? Why aren't you saying anything? What a powerful army I chose. Do you want me to go or not? And God said, no. Wait a minute, God. You just told me to go to war and assemble an army. And God said, well, I don't think your army is ready yet. Lord, they are so powerful. No, they are too many. Lord, you got the math reversed. I thought you need a lot of people to go win the battle. And then God said, I will show my power on behalf of one man whose heart is blameless towards me. I need only one person to manifest my power on this earth. And who was that one person in the first century? Apostle Paul. Peter chickened out because he wanted to compromise with the Jews and not offend them. Paul didn't care about Caesar. He didn't care about the Sanhedrin. He didn't care about offending Peter. He didn't care about anything. God uses people that don't care about anybody's opinion, that are fearless and trust in God. And that's why the devil said, Paul I know and Jesus I know, but who are you? Look at all those TV evangelists talking about all the miracles and signs and wonders they did. Well, it's good to glorify the Lord on primetime TV. But why are you wasting your time trying to be famous on this earth when the devil is laughing at your secret life? Don't waste your time trying to be famous on this earth. I know you have a private jet. Who cares? What is more important is that you're famous in hell when Lucifer and the demons laugh at you. and the people applaud you, you're in trouble. Jesus said, woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so they did to the false prophets. Satan said, Jesus, I know, and Paul, I know, but who are you? Are you famous in hell? If not, kneel down before God and find out why. God said, I have found David, a man after my heart. Saul was a person after the people's heart, a people pleaser. Whatever the people said, he did. David went against the will of the people. He did what God told him to do. Saul gave him an armor. Saul gave him a sword. He threw that and said, I don't want all these things. And then he went to Goliath and said, you come to me with sword and spear and all this physical might, but I come into thee in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whose armies thou hast defiled. And defied. David had faith, and that faith struck the giant dead. Even so, we have faith. All the powers of darkness that are coming against USA, that are coming against the world, we will raise our hands, and we raise our hands and rebuke you, Mr. Biden and Harris and Supreme Court and FBI and CIA and DOJ and whatever other acronym is there. We rebuke you and we challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go back in the name of Jesus, because we come into thee, we come against thee in the name of the Lord God Almighty Jesus Christ, whose armies thou hast defied. And we rebuke you and we command you to go back. Because when Israel came out of Egypt, Psalm 114, 1 to 8, when Israel went out of Egypt, the house of Jacob from a people of strange language, Judah was his sanctuary and Israel his dominion. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains clipped like rams and the little hills like lambs. What aileth thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest, thou Jordan, that thou was driven back? You mountains that you skip like rams and you little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of God. At the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. When we take the sword, the word will strike. And demons will fall. When we received the Holy Spirit, we became the Ark of the Covenant. You can tap this message because it is on Sprint Audio. You can tap this, listen to it. Do your intelligent, do all you want. We are excited you've been listening to us, because we are praying for your salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. But just remember, we are surrounded by horses and chariots of fire. So don't try anything smart, because our Lord God Almighty is with us. And He is the head of New Jerusalem Church. And no power or authority on heaven or earth can come against us. And I will say that in live TV if I have to, with guns pointed at me, because upon this rock, I will build my church, Jesus said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. God has an antidote for everything. They built a Tower of Babel. What is the Tower of Babel? That is the European Union. Their emblem is the Tower of Babel. Their logo is the Tower of Babel. They built the European Union Parliament with the exact design as the Tower of Babel. That Babel will fall and be crushed. Because the Bible says, if this stone falls upon anyone, he will be crushed. He will be broken. But if this rock, anyone tries to fall on this rock will grind him to powder. God is omnipotent. God is almighty. Christian life starts with the recognition of who God is. God has an antidote for everything. God has an antidote for the Democrats. A very powerful antidote. When Pharaoh acted like the Democrats, what did God do? God said, Moses, that little crooked stick that you have, that shepherd's staff, that's all I need. And I need you, yeah, old man. And he said, well, I'm a stammering, stuttering old man. I think I have autism. I can't speak very well, Lord. When I start saying, let my people go, I can't even get the word L out of my mouth. And God said, wonderful! That's exactly the person that I need. And that stick, that's all I need. Go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. The last time he let them go, God had an antidote for Pharaoh. That was a crooked, feeble shepherd's staff and a stammering, stuttering old man. Walls of Jericho. They didn't have dynamite in those days. Even if they had tried dynamite, before they even got close to the walls of Jericho, they would have been chopped to pieces. But what did they do? They circled the walls of Jericho. And God said, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And when they shouted and praised and proclaimed the victory, the walls of Jericho fell down. A lot of Christians think that they have to wait and see, and then they will believe. You ain't even a Christian if you want to see it happen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You don't need to see it happen. Faith is the substance and faith is the evidence. It will happen, but faith alone is the substance and the elements. It is the substance. We need to understand who God is. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. In order to please Him, we need to know who He is. And if we know who He is, when we have a crisis, we won't go to the bank manager. When we have a crisis, we won't go to the doctor. When we have a crisis, we won't go to the government. When we have a crisis, we will first go to God Almighty. Going to these people is fine. That should be the second. Joshua was in a battle. He didn't know what to do. He didn't say, go ahead and find a great army strategist, a specialist, to tell me what to do now, because it's dark, guys. I'm in unknown territory. See if you can find a guide that knows the jungle. No. The Bible tells us when Joshua and his people were in crisis, the entire world was around them, trying to wipe out the nation of Israel. What did Joshua do? Joshua didn't even ask his assistant what to do. The Bible says, then Joshua spake unto the Lord. And what did the Lord say? The Lord said, you have spoken unto me, now speak to the sun and the moon. And Joshua said, sun, stand thou still, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun and the moon stood still. Why? Because Joshua spoke to the Lord. If you speak unto the Lord will give you the answer, and all creation will obey you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. There is a message that's already there in Christianity.mobi, M-O-B-I. But that is about faith. I asked the Lord a few days back, and one of the local congregations called me to speak a few words, about 15 minutes. I got it done in 11 minutes by the grace of God. It was God speaking. And before that, I went to the Lord's presence and said, Lord, exactly what do you want me to speak? And God said, speak about faith. I said, well, can you first teach me about faith? And faith, the Holy Spirit said, I will teach you about the alphabets that comprise of the word faith. The first alphabet in faith is F. F stands for focus. The second alphabet is ask. That's prayer. The third alphabet is I, immovable. The fourth alphabet is T, transformer. We are transformers. The next alphabet is H, heart. Our faith is in the heart, not in the head. That's why we have so many atheists in this world, because they're trying to understand the Bible in the head. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, how can ions swim? Well, because God said so, and your brain has nothing to do with it. What God says will happen. So how do we improve our faith? How do we strengthen our faith? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to shut out our ears from CNN, that cartoon news network. I call it the cartoon news network. Fox News, well, they are real Fox. We need to go ahead and shut out our ears from all this junk that's out there trying to change our DNA. And we need to open our ears to the word of God. God told Joshua in 1:7-9, Joshua, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. Turn not it from the right hand or to the left. He said, if you believe the law, if you listen to the law, if you listen to the word and meditate on it day and night, you will have faith and you will be powerful. How did Joshua have the faith to say sun and moon stand still? There's 1 million people watching him and he's telling the sun and the moon stand still. What if the sun and moon had not stood still? They would have taken Joshua to the psychiatrist for treatment. But Joshua knew. God told him, you tell the sun and the moon to stop, it will stop. And the sun and the moon stopped for a whole day and did not go down. Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, they told the king, of course not. We will not obey that voice of the earthly king. We will obey only the voice of the heavenly king. I will not bow before your statue. You can come up with any law in USA. We'll take your law and throw it in the trash can and we'll burn the law and the trash can if it doesn't conform to the word of God. And that, they were thrown into the burning fire. Jesus walked with them and the king took them out and said, from now on, everyone will worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego. We need to listen to the word of God more and more and more. So, we will be strong. The storm in the boat was not outside. The storm in the boat was inside the hearts of the disciples. The solution was right there in the boat. And when Jesus said, peace be still. And Psalm 46 says, be still and know that I am God. Settle down, be quiet. Think about me. Who am I? Who is God? Who is this God that you worship? He is omnipotent. He is omniscient. He is all-powerful. He knows what is going to happen. He has an antidote for everything. Even when the Antichrist comes, we will come back from heaven on white horses. And the Antichrist and his kingdom will be bound and cast into the lake of fire. And we will reign with Jesus Christ for 1,000 years. And all the Democrats who did not accept Jesus Christ, and DOJ and CIA and Supreme Court and FBI and everybody and Lucifer and all his hosts and everybody that listened to him will stand before us, the saints and kings and priests in the Church of the Living God, and will give account for rejecting Jesus Christ. Before that sad day happens, let us pray that the blood of Jesus Christ will flow through USA. The blood of Jesus Christ will flow through planet Earth. The Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit, the latter rain will fall on this planet. The power of God, the word of Almighty God will go all over this planet. For it is not God's will that anyone perish. Let us pray that President Trump will surrender his life to Christ. He will be washed by the blood. He will be filled and anointed with the Holy Spirit. And those who are in the White House that call themselves prophets for profit will leave the White House. And he will surround himself with godly men, real godly men, that will teach him who Jesus Christ is. That God would allow him, President Trump, to prosper in the spirit. That is what Apostle John says. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospereth. Let us pray that President Trump and his family and everyone that surrounds him will be washed by the blood, filled with the Spirit, controlled by the hands and presence of Almighty God. May the Lord bless these words and strengthen us and empower us. And let us close with that verse, Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.